Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners around the world with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. It's me again, your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our very special guest, Sean Douglas Stewart. Sean is a transformational business coach, sales trainer, and speaker who helps mission-driven entrepreneurs to actualize their best self and build lucrative, lifestyle-friendly businesses that they love. With a background as a poet, songwriter, and artist, Sean brings a fresh approach to the transformation and business industries, infusing his events and workshops with live music, spoken word poetry, and freestyle rapping. Sean has been a featured expert on NBC News, Fox News, and in the New York Times, and his core mission is to inspire individuals to answer their call to share more of their gifts and talents through their work and achieve their greatness potential in life and business. So before I bring Sean onto the show, I also want to say I know Sean personally, and we have worked together for a number of years in a variety of ways. And I remember the first time I met Sean was at a live event. And what struck me most about Sean was his presence and his creativity. And so it is such a pleasure for me to bring his presence and his creativity to the Men on Purpose audience around the world today. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, Emerald. What a pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, I'm so stoked that you're here. And I have tons of questions to ask you. So you are somebody that I have always seen as being called into a deeper, more profound, more impact-producing, more potent way of being and showing up in the world. And I believe that the men on purpose that I serve around the world are called in some way. So what I'd like to ask you about is your specific experience of that calling, what it feels like, when you noticed it starting to brew, and how you responded along the way as you've been called and then called forward again and again and again. So could you speak a little bit about the calling, please?
Yeah, I love the question. It's so fun. It's always great to talk to you. We always have amazing conversations. So again, with this question, I know we're going somewhere powerful. For me, this calling, I was aware of it as a young boy. I was walking along a beach with my mom in Malibu, where we lived, and having conversations with her about spirituality, about human potential. I don't think I said the words human potential, but that's basically what it was about. She was introducing books to me from Wayne Dyer and from Deepak Chopra. And she was connected to a community of people who were thinking along these lines. And so she was, you know, opening me up to reading this stuff and to talking about it. And I was having insights at a young age of the awareness of the idea of like crystals and the power of controlling your dreams, the idea of, you know, we're in control of our future and these kinds of things that really excited me. And I don't know why I felt such a connection to these ideas at that age, but I've been called from the very beginning of being, you know, cognizant to explore how to create my own reality and how to expand and become more and just follow my dreams. And so that was where it originally came from. These conversations with my mom's influence, my mom's connection to these books and crystals and the worlds that she was traveling in. And so I started reading these books at a young age, and I was constantly reading and never reading fiction, always reading these self-help books. And so I just felt very much like this calling to learn more and to grow in this way. And it just built. And it felt like as I watched people in my life, especially my father, operate in some ways that you could call unconscious or where he was causing negative things to come about because of his thinking and his actions, I started to differentiate myself and say, like, I don't want to be like that. I want to be somebody who creates X, Y, and Z, you know, what I want. And my dad was going through a lot of challenges when I was a kid because he had had a lot of success in the movie industry. He had been Academy nominated screenwriter of films. And so he had this success track, but then he had a film or two that were unsuccessful. And so I was seeing somebody going through a lot of pain. And I think that was where I started to differentiate like how I want to operate and how I want to think. And I just kept following that. And it seemed like throughout my life, there were always times where I was up against a moment where I felt like I needed to elevate. And I was like, I always believed that I needed to, or that I was going to be able to elevate to the next phase at the right time. There was this belief that I was always on time with my elevation. Like, there was a next level I needed to get to when I turned 18 or when I turned 20 or when I turned 30. There was always this thing where I was like, I needed to be somewhere. And so I'm following this, listening to like, okay, this particular track is over. It's time for me to do this. Like, I moved to Hawaii to start my coaching business in 2010. It was like I had pursued music, and I was like, it was time for me to move into the direction of serving others in this way. So I just listen to it and I take action. And I think that's one of the things that I think makes me different than most people is that. And maybe it comes from having been brought up with a father who achieved some of his greatest dreams and being encouraged to do so. But I just never stopped myself from following through on the things that I was called to do. Even though I might have hit roadblocks to get there, I eventually like cleared those roadblocks and got there every phase. And that's kind of how I feel like I'm not always feeling like I'm exactly where I want to be, but I feel like I'm always moving in the direction and eventually get to the next level that I'm being called to take on, if that makes sense.
Beautiful. So there's a few juicy pieces in there that I want to just surface for our listeners. One is, for you in particular, creativity and the capacity to create extends far beyond, you know, music or art or poetry or song or dance or performance. It's really about creating your life and having your life be your work of art. And so I want to dive in a little bit to the creation question, because that, again, I think is a mark of a man on purpose, is his capacity to both create and to honor his creative process. So when you are inspired to create that next evolution or that next expression, do you have a sense of what is inspiring you? Like, what is inviting you to take that leap and engage in that inspired action? Because without the action, of course, there's not going to be a creation. But where's the energy coming from? Can you give us a little bit of a deeper feel? In your case, I want you to feel in to what does it feel like when it's time, when you're ready to create, when you're going to initiate that creation process, and when you're ready to say yes and leap into those inspired action-taking steps?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for me, I get visions, and they are feelings mixed with visions. So it isn't just visual. It's kinesthetic, but I'm somewhere, I'm watching something, and I get this like lightning rod experience. And I'm like, that's what I want to do. Like, I was at this concert when I was in college. And at that point, I hadn't pursued spoken word or rapping or anything. I watched this artist. I was a big fan of hip hop. And there was a guy there named AC Alone that I was a big fan of. He just shifted my entire world, because he went from what I thought was hip hop, which was just rapping over beats, to basically doing spoken word mixed with rapping over beats. But everything he said was like a life coach talking. Like, he was in metaphors and world spinning and this, and he was using all of these different metaphors and things that are just inspiring me with the possibility of infusing an audience or people with words and images that inspired them. And it was cutting edge, and it was hip, and it was just young, and it was, and you just felt it. And it was like, I was like, that's what I'm meant to do. When I saw that, it was literally that one of those big lightning rod moments. That's what I'm supposed to do. And I walked out of that. I had a friend at the time, and we went home, and I was like, I was on fire. And I was like, this is what I'm meant to do. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just know it. I know this is it. And I'll never forget it, because it became, you know, the direction my life took for, you know, 10, 20 years. And there's other things like that too. When I saw Brendon Burchard speaking, and I realized, wow, it's like, being a rock star, but you're this thought leader. It became the next evolution of that. It went from doing hip hop and wanting to inspire crowds to wanting to elevate the conversation to this audience that's interested in personal growth, not just bobbing their head or moving for the evening. And so again, lightning rod, I want to do that. And so that's where like the initial inspiration comes. And going back to your question about when I actually take action to create, I think for me, I go through a process of being frustrated. Like I'm not there. I don't have it. It's not, you know, coming together. I can't find the right producer for this project. There's always seemingly like these obstacles that emerge that make me feel like it's not going to happen. And then I get to a point where I'm just like so pissed off that it's not happening that I just say like, today's the day. And it's almost like I just crash through these boundaries and I'm just like, whatever it takes. And like this event that I just recently did was an example of that. It was like, there was all these obstacles, all these reasons why I can't. And I was just like, no, like this is it. And I'm kind of like, almost like an astronaut, like busting through different like levels of space, just being like, I'm going through this wall. There's nothing going to stop me. And then I crash through on the other side. And then I evolve to that next version, even sometimes if it's messy, but ultimately like I get it done.
Yeah, you do get it done, Sean. And congratulations on producing that event where you literally turned a business building event into a performance art piece. That's super exciting. It's funny when you were talking about crashing through, the imagery that was coming to me in that moment was literally the imagery of being a chick inside the egg and being like, I've got to get out of this shell, right? I will break through this shell. And it's really sounds more like a birthing process than a breaking process, although there is a breaking in that process, a breaking of your own shell of constriction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's created by the thoughts that you think. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about courage and the courage to continue to say yes to these huge breakthrough opportunities that you've had. And maybe if you're willing, you might have the courage to give us a little tiny rap on the show. Would you be open to that?
I am open to that.
Oh, yay. I'm stoked. All right. So we're going to take a short little break right now. Before we go to the break, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've had thousands of downloads from all over the world. And I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Brunei, which I'd never even heard of that country before. So when I saw that on the statistics, I was like, where's that? I'm getting geography lessons now from having my Men on Purpose podcast. So thank you to our listeners in Brunei. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will be right back in just a moment with Sean Douglas Stewart.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
All right, we are back with Sean Douglas Stewart, and we're going to talk now about courage. Like, what do you do to find the courage and gird your heart to go after these evolutionary leaps? You get the lightning, right? And the lightning's great. I've felt the lightning. But then you have to say, okay, I'm in. I'm going to do it. And you have to build this courage that gives you the momentum and the energy. So what do you do to gird your own heart and continue to go after what you want? And I'd love to hear that either in an answer or a rap or however that's going to come out.
I think I come to these moments with myself where it's kind of like the come to Jesus moments constantly. Like, what is this all about? I might even talk to myself, you know, like, what is this all about? Come on, Sean. Like, what are you doing this for? Like, are you going to play small? Like, who do you want to be in the world? You know, I write things down. I put stuff up on my walls. There's always these insight moments where I'm constantly self-coaching, you know? And I think that ultimately I have a why that says I want to live my life with no regrets. So when it comes down to it, I'm just very cognizant of the fact that the discomfort of, you know, taking these steps is always less than the discomfort of not, you know, becoming somebody who regrets and doesn't follow through. That's way more, I'm going to hate my life. I'm not going to be happy. Like, I don't know if it's apt, but when I was working for people, I'm so unhappy. Like, I can't hide how unhappy I am. My face shows it. My body shows it. I'm pissed. Like, I'm writhing in pain. When I'm not doing what I want to do or what I'm here to do or what I said I'm going to do or what I intend to do, it's like I'm in a job and I'm writhing in pain of my own kind of constriction. And I just say, like, this is unacceptable. And I take action to bust through it. And so to me, it's just like, I'm just highly aware of short-term, you know, pain versus long-term pain. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts of learning coaching technologies and kind of evolving to that place of understanding, like, because there were times in the past where I pushed off things I wanted to do. Like, it really came from a lot of pain, like whether it was not going up to girls that I was attracted to, or there was one time where I saw Jay-Z in like a restaurant in Santa Monica. I always think back, why didn't I just go in and rap to him? Why didn't I just take him? Like, it was, I was so scared. What's going to happen? He's with all these people. It almost seemed like a movie because I'm like, that's really Jay-Z right there. And I was like, oh, my heart palpitating, and I didn't do it. There was dozens of times where I didn't take action. And there was so much regret that came from that. So that is where I get this sort of like, I have to do it. Like, I could name like dozens of times where I felt that way. And so that's where I've grown into this person that's like, if I got to do something, I got to do it now. If I see somebody I want to talk to, I got to go up to them now. Like, I'm not going to regret this. So that's what I would say to that. And in terms of rapping,
maybe Jay-Z is listening. So I'm going to ask you about coaching because we talked about that. And like, your rapping has evolved from merely entertainment to inspiration and coaching, and you embed it in all that you do in your business and use it as a tool to deliver that inspiration and insight and maybe that lightning strike to somebody else who's listening to you. And that was exactly how I felt when I heard you rap the first time. When we were at that event where we met each other initially, was like, oh my God, yes. Like, the fact that you were embodying the possibility for somebody with artistic proclivity to be in a business environment and be serving to uplift and inspire and motivate and activate the people in the audience was like such a big yes for me. So I'd love to have you talk about or rap about or coach about whatever is ready to come out of you right now that will inspire our men on purpose around the world about specifically employing those beautiful creative gifts in ways that are productive beyond simple entertainment.
My lyrics were always about inspiring people. Where I've evolved is I think I've evolved in my ability to trust that I can complete a song or a concept when I set my mind to. I think in the past, it was like that beginner's luck thing. I like would just write poems in coffee shops and I would do these poetry slams. And then there came a point where I felt like this pressure, like I got to write a great song. I've got to write this great poem. And that's when I fell off because I was like, I stopped being authentic and I started believing that I was, you know, great. And I had, and now everything became kind of contrived. And so the evolution that I've taken is as an artist is somebody that knows that I know how to craft a piece and it's just a series of hours. Like, it's no longer like my own mind stuff. I just realize it's just time. There's going to be a period of time where I don't like what I'm writing, where I tear it up, and there's going to be, you know, a flow that I get to, and that flow might last for a little bit. And then there's going to be a time where that flow goes for a while and I better ride that when it goes. But one way or another, I can complete this thing. And that's a really exciting thing, just so you know, for me as an artist to know that, like, I've got a series of songs to write. It's going to happen. They're going to be great. And not because of my ego, just because, like, I put the time in and I want to say something authentically. I'll share a spoken word piece that may or may not answer your question, but I think it could be inspiring. Is that all right?
That would be great. No pressure, sweetheart. I don't want zero pressure. We don't ever want to force the artist. I'd much rather have it come out exactly on time.
I was not supposed to rap. White kid, upper class, with the life that was blessed. Nice crib, nothing lacked. I did not fit the mold. They said, don't wear the cap. Still, I wrote rhymes and flowed with this natural knack. No stopping me, I could see I wasn't black. But this music was talking to me. That was a fact.
So I followed it all of these days like a track, moving forth with this vision and not looking back. Hip hop had me mesmerized. Albums were memorized. I was obsessed. KRS, Tribe, and Nasty Nas became my idols. I worshiped like Bibles, from days spitting verses to nights of freestyles. I promised to be myself, copying no one else. Brave and courageous describes how I often felt, breaking through boundaries, pushing the preconceived notions of what an MC in this day can be.
Nice. Yes, that's gorgeous. Thank you so much for blessing us with that, Sean. Thank you. Oh my God, I'm tingling all over. Ah, so good. And such a good reminder to transcend any kind of cultural conditioning or judgment around who you are supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. I hope that our listeners go back and listen to that again. You know, we're definitely living in a world where there are enormous amounts of challenges around cultural appropriation and around, you know, how we're supposed to show up in the world, those of us who are in light or white skin. And there's a lot of talk about the colonization mentality. And, you know, I think it's so important to honor people's truth around that. Without question, we want to honor each person's individual truth around all of that. And at the same time, the greatest degree of commitment that we owe, in my opinion, is to our divine connection and to honoring that divine connection and to expressing ourselves creatively in whatever way is in service to that divine connection. So thank you so much for that message, Sean. Really, really powerful.
You're welcome.
Whew, got to breathe now. All right, that was so good. So let's talk a little bit about coaching, and I'd love to hear a story or two about people that you've supported in helping them to really connect with their own calling in such a solid and confident way that it then allowed them to really flourish. Can you talk a little bit about how your brand of coaching has helped other people, or if you'd prefer, how other people coaching you has helped you to really anchor yourself?
I'll talk about both. When I was getting trained as a coach, I said to my coach when I first started, I said, I don't get how I'm supposed to just go from being this person to being this coach for somebody. Like, I don't get how I crossed that line, because I just hang out with this person and now what? I'm like, hey, tell me, you know, your goals and stuff. And he goes, well, let me ask you this. Have you ever had a situation in your life where you had to assume a role? And I was like, yeah, actually, as a bartender, you know, I put on this black, you know, shirt and suddenly like I'm making drinks for people. You know what I mean? And he goes, well, what's the difference? And I was like, it's nothing's different. And it was that coaching, as simple as that is, to use a metaphor of something else in my life to then cross me over to understanding how it applied in this question I had, was game changer for me, because it literally led to me taking action. The next day, I went and had my first coaching session and then became my coaching career. There's so much that you could talk about coaching. There's a ton of amazing things about it. But I think that if at the end of the day, it could be the simplest thing, if it gets you to take action, if it gets you to move forward in a way that you would never have previously, that's really where I think the magic is. And so I'm always looking for that in my coaching. I'm always looking for ways that I don't, you know, try to get caught up in all the possible technologies and tools. I'm looking for the thing that's going to be the most relevant. Sometimes the most relevant is like that pep talk, you know? Sometimes it's like just getting somebody fired up, inspiring them to see a different perspective. It really depends on the moment. Sometimes it's helping them, you know, equate things in their brain like I did and get to the other level. Sometimes it's just asking them good questions. And other times it's about using state management tools to help them to go from I can't see the answer to like, you know, standing up, getting into this other energy, and then coming from this intuitive place where that answer emerges. You know, those are some of the things that I have found to be incredibly transformative. You know, maybe your listeners are familiar with coaching or maybe they aren't. And, you know, for those people that are not familiar with it, I think there can be a stigma around it, like it's BS or like, you know, you're just talking to this person. And there can be some ideas that it isn't anything more than just, you know, a conversation. And I just want to say that, you know, if somebody can get you from a place of complete frustration to a place of complete exhilaration within, let's say, a 15 or 20 or 30 or even an hour long conversation, that's different. You don't ever see that. Conversations don't make that happen. So I'm just a big proponent of coaching. And I personally believe that for me, what I've been able to do is tap into my intuition and trust the answer. And I think that's why it feels so aligned with freestyle rapping. The idea of you don't know where you're going, that you don't have all the answers. A lot of people say like, oh, well, I'm scared of this session because I don't know what to say, or what if I don't say the right thing? And it's like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't want that person to know what they're going to say. And that's the power of it, is to actually trust that there's something greater than you here. And when you tap into that as a coach and you allow for the thing that is flowing to emerge, you blow yourself away. You're like, I didn't know that I was going to say that. I didn't know I had the ability to communicate that. And I think that's where you really get into the juice of it. I think there's juice inside of structures and systems and ways in which, you know, you can help somebody become more structured. But I personally, and the coach that I am, and I think you're like this too, is an intuitive coaching in which you're trusting something deeper. And in that intuitive place, it's like you have access to something that is greater. And therefore, there's things that can emerge that you have no idea. And that's what's so exciting, both in terms of the transformations that I've caused for others and for me as a coach to be in that space. It's flow energy. It's joyous to have that intuitive power kind of emerge through you and support others through it. So that's where I get the most juice with coaching.
Delicious. So can you please let us know where our listeners can find you if they decide that they would love to go deeper in the exploration of your special brand of coaching, or find out more about any coming events that you might be producing?
If you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love to connect with you. First of all, the best way to overall connect with me is my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Sean Douglas Stewart. In fact, you could just look me up, Sean Douglas Stewart. Make sure you have the middle name in there, because there's a lot of Sean Stewarts out there. If you do reach out to me on Facebook, please send me an email, or if you want to just send me an email, because I get a lot of Facebook friend requests, and I want to make sure if you're a friend of Emerald, you listen to this podcast, you get to be a part of my friend network. So just go ahead and email me at Sean, S-E-A-N, at the creative track, that's T-R-A-C-K, like a railroad track, thecreativetrack.com. And I look forward to connecting, and just mention how you found out about me in the subject or just in the body of the email, and let me know that you came from this podcast, and I would love to connect further.
Beautiful. Sean, thank you so much. It's amazing how quickly these interviews go.
I know, right?
I'm so grateful for you coming on. I feel like you've really offered our listeners some incredibly powerful insights, as well as some really potent activations to help them to move in a bigger and broader direction in support of them really being on purpose and living their calling out. So thank you for being a magnificent man, and thank you for being a tremendous role model of somebody who is literally evolving his life and creating his life in the moment. And I'm just so grateful that you came and you are here and present for us. Is there one final thing that you would like to drop into our flow before we go?
Yes. I would just like to inspire those listening to always listen to that call within you that's wanting you to elevate to that next level. I would just inspire you to know that there is an amazing reward that emerges on the other side of that always. And you have no idea what it might be. Even meeting my wife was a byproduct of me listening to that calling. There's all kinds of things that will emerge when you listen to that. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that there's a major cost to not listening to it, and there's an incredible reward for listening to it. And I just want to inspire those of you who feel that calling to answer it, because it's real, it's tangible, even if you can't see it. And it's something that has a message for you that's bigger than you or me. And I just want to inspire everyone to listen more to those callings, because it's going to make the world a better place if we do.
Oh, so yummy. I love that, Sean. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep saying yes to my calling too. So thank you. Thank you so much for being here. So listeners, we do love your feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. want to remind you where you're going to find Sean. You can go to facebook.com/Sean Douglas Stewart. And Sean is spelled S-E-A-N, Douglas Stewart. Or you can send him an email to Sean@thecreativetrack.com. And that, again, is S-E-A-N@thecreativetrack. And track is spelled T-R-A-C-K.com. Either of those two places, you'll get direct access to him and mention my name or the Men on Purpose podcast, and that will get you ahead of the velvet rope in his world. So thank you so much. And we might even give you a shout out on the show if you send us some questions or suggestions. So please, listeners, do send us feedback. Feedback is the breakfast of champions, according to one of my coaches. And thank you so much for tuning in. Keep your ears open and remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.